slay indiscriminately, nor in anger, but only for her glory. We do not slay for political reasons, except for the safety of the Brotherhood.
Interesting. How many followers do you suppose Kena claims?
There's no way to tell, mistress.
Narayan seemed almost relieved by this line of questioning.
We are outlawed. We come under sentence of death the moment we take our oath to Kena. A Jamadar will know how many there are in his band, and will have contacts with a few other Jamadars, but he'll have no idea how many bands there are, or how strong they might be. There are ways we have to recognize one another, ways we communicate, but seldom do we dare gather in large numbers. The risks are too great.
Sindhu said,
The Festival of Lights is our great gathering, when each band sends men to the rites at the Grove of Doom.
Narayan silenced him with a gesture.
A great holy day, but little different than the Shadar Festival of the same name. Many of the band captains come, but bring few of their followers. The priests attend, of course. Decisions are made and cases judged, but I would guess that not 1 in 20 believers attends. I would guess that there are between 1 and 2,000 of us today, more than half living in Taglian territory.
Not many at all, then, and only a minority of those truly skilled murderers. But what a force to unleash in the darkness if I could make it my instrument. And now, the true question, Narayan, the heart of the thing. Where do I fit? Why have you chosen me? And for what? Chapter 20 Crowing and clatter wakened Croker. He rose and went to the temple entrance. Ghostly dawn light permeated the misty wood. Soul Catcher had returned. The black stallions were lathered. They had run long and hard. The sorceress was besieged by squawking crows. She cursed them and beat them back, beckoned him. He went out, asked,
Where have you been? Things have been happening.
So I gather. I went for your armor. She indicated the horse she hadn't ridden.
You went all the way to Deja Gore? For that? Why?
We'll need it. Tell me what happened.
How are they? My men?
Holding out better than I expected. They may hang on for quite a while. Shadow Spinner isn't at his best. The voice she chose rasped with irritation. When she continued, though, it had become that of a cajoling child. Tell me, it'll take forever to get it out of them. They all try to tell me at once.
The Howler came past yesterday.
She raised that wooden box to eye level, though she didn't make him look at the face inside. The Howler? Tell me. He did. The game grows more interesting. How did Long Shadow lure him out of his swamp?
I don't know.
I was speaking rhetorically, Croker. Go inside. I'm tired. I was in a bad mood already. He went. He didn't want to test her temper. Outside, she chattered with a flock of crows so dense she disappeared among them. Somehow, she brought confusion out of chaos. Minutes later, the temple vibrated to the beat of countless wings. A black cloud flew away south. Soul Catcher came inside. Croker kept his distance, kept his mouth shut. Not much intimidated him, but he wasn't one to stick his hand in a cobra's mouth. Morning came. Croker wakened. Soul Catcher appeared to be sleeping soundly.